Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, my radio listeners. This is Pastora Starling once again this afternoon, coming to you, praise God, with the word, praise God, of the Lord. I thank God for being before you today, and I thank God for allowing me to come into your home, into your space, and into your place. I thank God, praise God, for allowing me to see another day, to be, praise God, to know, praise God, I can call upon him and love upon him, praise God, because it's only by the grace of God that I do appear. It's not by my works, but only by the grace of God that I am here today. And I do thank God for that, praise the Lord. But even so right now, praise God, I'm not going to prolong the time, praise God, because we have a certain amount of time to be here and to do what, praise God, needs to be done. And tonight, praise God, I want to say to you, I pray that your day was a blessed day with the Lord and that some of you made a choice to make Jesus your Christ and your Lord. I pray, praise God, that you made a choice, praise God, to change partners, praise God, and get a new leader. Amen. I pray that you, praise God, gave God your heart and that you made a decision to live for him, that you was able to go to him and say to him, Father, I repent. You must understand there is nothing you can get from God if you are a sinner, except ye repent. Once you repent, you become a worship of him, and him he heareth, says John 9:31. Remember, God does not hear sinners' prayers, but he only hears them when they come to him repenting and asking, praise God, that he come into their life, and they become his their people, and he become their God. I pray, praise God, that you make that chance today, because I tell you, the time is winding up. It is winding up, praise God, and it's not slowing for any man of any nationality. Amen. But tonight, praise God, I want to come before you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the word tonight. Thank you for, you know, praise God, for opening a door for me, praise God, to be able to speak on your behalf. And Father God, most of all, praise God, to bring the word, praise God, to the people. And Father God, I will give them the word of the Lord. Amen. But I'm asking you, Father God, that you will open their hearts and their minds to receive the word tonight. And most of all, praise God, send forth the spirit of clarity, understanding, praise God, with wisdom in the name of Jesus. And Father, I do give you praise today. Hallelujah. I just love you, Father. I give you praise, Father God, for being who you are to me. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. But tonight, praise God, I want to come to you from Colossians 1:9-17, called, you know, Colossians. And tonight, I want to give you a thought, praise God, just to think upon. Tonight, we want to talk about back in the days of old, when people would buy property and things like that, they would ask the realtor, is the property above the snake line? And tonight, I want to talk about living above the snake line. And praise God, to do that, praise God, I just want to let you know that there's a natural and an invisible yet very real and definite line above which you will never find a snake. But you see, praise God, early settlers in America referred to this line as the snake line. Often when they was purchasing a property, and they would ask that seller whether or not the property was above the snake line. And they knew the land on the mountains was more rocky, harder, or clear, and not a snake of anything, praise God, would be, praise God, above that or on that. It was fertile as the land in the valley. But they, praise God, they also knew the land in the valley was infested with rattlesnakes and adders and things of that and copperhead, you know, and copperhead snakes. And many settlers would, those to you choose to raise their family on a higher ground above the snake line rather than risking snake bites or from them, even for their family. So they would make sure, praise God, that the property that they bought was above the snake line. And tonight we're talking about the snake line. See, just as Jesus has drawn an invisible line in the mountains which the snakes can't pass, there is a spiritual snake line. selling hallelujah as well. And there is a level, praise God, of living that is higher than that of the world. And there is a level, praise God, of life available to God's children that allows them to live their lives that are holy, pleasing to what? The Lord. Holy and pleasing to the Lord. And free from many of the problems that causes the way of the transgressor to be hard. It said it in Proverbs, sorry, it said it, praise God, in Proverbs 13 and 15. But now this passage I'm speaking about, the snake line, is a spiritual snake line. Here we are told how we get above the snake line and how we can stay above the snake line. I want to share, praise God, a few facts with you, praise God, about living above the snake line. I want to show you, praise God, that we have been elevated, yes, elevated above the snake line. We have been enlightened about the snake line. And praise God that we have been empowered against the snake line. Just stay with me now. Stay with me. And then I want to talk to you about this. Now, let me just consider some facts right now for a minute about the snake line. In verse 12, 14, and 13, in verse 12, in the chapter of Colossians 1 through 9, you're going to find in verses 12 through 14, we have been elevated. We have been elevated above the snake line. When we were born into this world, we were born in the lowlands of sin. Now, listen to me carefully. When we were born into this world, we were born into the lowlands of sin. The Bible is clearly that all sinned and come short to the glory of God in Romans 3 and 23. And to add to that fact that every sinner is dead in his trespasses and sin in Ephesians 2 and 1, and as we all walk according to the course of this world, according to the princes of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience in Ephesians 2:2, and that we all have our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh, and praise God, of the mind, and we were natural children of wrath, even as others, praise the Lord, in Ephesians 2 and 3. Now, just to be the image become very clear, very clear. The Word of God is teaching us that every lost person in the world lives below the snake line. And they prove it every day. They live by the way they live and by the things they want to do. The children of Israel in the wilderness, Numbers 21, the lost had been bitten by the serpent of sin. And all are in great danger. My God. The lowlands of sin is a place of spiritual poverty, weariness, exhaustion, and collapse. It is a place of hopelessness, sorrow, confusion, and pain. It is a place of brokenhearted, shattered dreams, ruined relationships, and troubled minds. It is a place, praise God, where vicious serpents of sin inject the poison venom over and over, bringing pain and poverty, destruction, and death. Hallelujah. The lowland is a place of terrible danger. Now, at the end of the road of every person that has been by a serpent of sin is death. Why is that? Because the Bible declared in Romans 6 and 23, Ezekiel 18 and 14, the wages of sin is death. Death refers to the Bible and not just merely the death and the lead to the cemetery. It is a death the Bible calls the second death. It speaks, praise God, of eternal separation from God himself in the fires of hell. In Psalms 9 and 7. Now we want to keep going a little further. Praise God. We'll get a little bit more understanding. Hallelujah. Here is how the New Testament describes it. In flame fire, taking a vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the pestilence of the Lord and from the glory of his power in 2 Thessalonians 1, 8, and 9. Now, this is the condition of a lost sinner. when a person comes to Jesus Christ for salvation, and the person is lifted out of the valley of sin and is set in high places with Jesus Christ, he is moved above the snake line. Now, faith in Jesus Christ through the power of the gospel of Christ delivers the children of God from the low line, in the low lands, with all of its terrors. Faith in Jesus lifted the believer out of the valley with all his snakes and set them above the snake line. What are we saying here? What an individual must make a choice to live below the snake line or above the snake line. Ah, Jesus. See, the land above the snake line is a place of spiritual replenishment, spiritual abundance, spiritual safety, spiritual security, spiritual hope, and complete spiritual abundance above the snake line. In this place, you will want to be. This is where you should want to be, my friend. Above the snake line, not in below the snake line. In verses 12, 14, Paul tells us how believers get there. Now, there's a way you have to have a way out. You have to have a way to get to that place, praise God, above the snake line. According to, praise God, and considering, praise God, the language Paul uses here in verse 12, God is our Father. And when a sinner comes to Jesus for salvation, the sinner is adopted, come on, God, into the family of God in Romans 8 and 15. In verses 12, we have been made and meant to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, coming from darkness to light. And this phrase means that all believers have been given their portion of eternal glory. Mm-hmm. Those already in heaven enjoying today. There is hope and heaven down and down heaven's road for every child of God in John 14, 1 through 3 and Revelation 21 through 4. In verses 13, we have been delivered from the power of darkness. Sin and Satan no longer have any power over us. We have been given the ability to say no and no again. And sin, temptation, and the tricks of the traps of the devil in Romans 6:14. In following God's word, in other words, we are free. And we can live above the snake line. In verses 13, we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. The word translation means to carry away. And when God saves us, he carries us away. He takes us out of the low line of sin, the power of darkness, and places us in the kingdom of his dear son. We have a new father. We have a new king as a citizen of a new kingdom. Hallelujah. We have eternal life, new ways of living. In 2 Corinthians, thank you, Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Philippians 3 and 20, verses 14 tells us that we have redemption through his blood. The word redemption means to loose after the payments of a ransom's price. Ah, Jesus, the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross to redeem us from below the snake line to above the snake line, to turn our way from sin, to receive God's love and not his wrath. He paid our debt in his own blood, and he set us free to live a new life in him. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Verses 14 tells us we have the forgiveness of sin. All the things we did in the line of sin, along with corruption production in us and produced in us and by us, it has been cleansed away, and we are pardoned. We are free. Ah, Jesus. Job 17:14-17 says in Psalms 103:12 and Isaiah 38:17, Isaiah 43:25, Jeremiah 50:20, Michael 7:19, and 1 John 1:7. It tells us we are forgiven for our sins and we have been pardoned. We are free from sin as long as we stay above the snake line and not to fall back in the belowness of the snake line. All of us are strong evidence that we have been elevated to a higher place in Christ. We have reached, praise God, the low line of sin, and he has lifted us out, praise God, for his glory. He has set us on high ground above the snake line, and he has freed us, praise God, from the power of the serpent to control us any longer. We do not, praise God, and dance to Satan's music anymore, because we are above the snake line. According to the Bible, our new life in Christ, our life above the snake line is reality. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, sitteth on the right hand of God, and set your affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden in Christ in God. Colossians 3:1. Thank you, Jesus. We, praise God, have been lifted from the low lines of sin into the above the snake line. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah, hallelujah, 40:31. According to the same Bible, we have been lifted higher than we can imagine. We have been lifted higher than we can imagine, praise the Lord. And listen what the word of God said. It says it has raised us together and to make us sit, hallelujah, together in heavenly places with Christ. If you have been saved and you have been elevated, are not the same person you used to be. You do not have the same desire you used to have. You have been encrypted to live in a mighty higher level than the world around you, that you should know, do not know, praise God, to walk circumspectly, deeming the time and the days are evil. Hallelujah. And if you have been saved, you are still in danger, my friend, because the poison of the serpent of sin shall what? It still, praise God, courses through your veins. You are trapped in sin, and you are healed. And if you are not in Christ, you are headed to hell. See, your story does not have to end in judgment in hell. You can be elevated. You can be lifted out. You can be delivered. You can be given a new life and a new Christ and a new person in Christ. You, like he said, he will save you. He will change you. He will, praise God, set you above, praise God, the snake line. In Jesus above the snake line, you will be free, safe, secure, and saved. Come to Jesus right now, lost sinner, lost friend, lost sister, lost brother, lost in-laws, lost relatives. Come to Jesus right now, where you can come get away from the snake line. God can elevate you to a safer, higher place. Praise God. We have all been elevated, praise God, above the snake line. We all have been elevated above the snake line. We have been enlightened about the snake line. Those who have been saved by grace and placed above the snake line understand, praise God, the difference between the new life and that they have been given in Jesus Christ in the old life they lived in sin. The Bible declares, praise God, when you come above, praise God, and come away from beneath the snake line and raised to the elevation of above the snake line, the Bible said new things take place. Old things are passed away and new things take place over you. What you used to do, you won't do anymore. What you want to do, you can't do anymore, because you have been elevated above, hallelujah, the snake line. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. The power and the privilege of a new life in Jesus Christ stands in striking contrast to the old life of sin, lived below the snake line. Now, Paul, praise God, says, notice that Paul described the difference. He says, when we are given a new life in Christ above the snake line, we are given the ability to know God, to know, praise God, his will, and to know his truth. All of that is taught in the language, praise God, above the snake line. Thank you, Jesus. Because you are filled to be complete. The knowledge to know full. The will, that which God has decreed, the wisdom God has known, understood, and lived out, spiritual understanding and intelligence outside yourself, praise the Lord, the ability to know and to comprehend that cannot naturally be known or comprehended. That's what he's saying, praise God. See, he's telling you, praise God, when Jesus comes into your life, everything makes a change for the better. And those who live above the snake line can, and to some degree, understand God and come to know him and his truth, his will, and his way. And they are able, praise God, to live out the truth and knowledge in their daily life. But the natural man, see what I'm trying to say? If you're not above the snake line, your mind, you are natural. He said, but the natural man receives nothing, not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The result, praise God, of this godly knowledge and wisdom exposed in verse 10, it says, praise God, the verse shows us what is set those who live above the snake line apart from those below. Hallelujah. Those who live below the snake line. What we say, when you're below the snake line, you walk worthy. So you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing to him, and you above it. This does not mean that you are, you know, worthy of what the Lord did for us when he died and was buried and rose again and redeemed us from grace. We should never merit that kind of love, mercy, and grace. The word worthy means becoming of a manner fitting of. Paul says here that those who live above the snake line are enabled to live at the pleasing of the Lord. They are able to do that only by God's grace. They are able to live in a manner befitting what the Lord did for them. In other words, your life can be lived that look good on Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ephesians, not Ephesians, praise God, but Philippians 1 and 27. We're getting ready to close. As a fruitful in every good works, this means they are fertile. Their lives give clear evidence that they have been saved by grace. How does a saint prove they are saved? They prove it by their obedience, John 14:15. They prove it by their holiness, 1 Peter 1:16. They prove it by their love, 1 John 3:14. They prove it by their works, by Ephesians 2:10, James 2:18. In other words, they prove it by their fruits they bear. The saints bear fruit simply by abiding in Jesus. And when we yield to him and allow him to live through us and our lives, we become fruitful to his glory. Hallelujah. I am in the vine, and ye are the branch. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In John 15:5, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear fruit, so you and my disciples can live above the snake line. They are increasing in the knowledge of God. Those who live above the snake line are ever increasing in their understanding of God, of what God desires, and how God operates. The knowledge comes from reading his word, staying in his presence, communicating with him, having a relationship with him in prayer, and by walking with him, humble obedience day by day. This kind of life, my friend, not only possible, it is only possible to those who are still, this kind of life is not possible for those who are still in their sins. It's only available to those who are saved by grace, to those who have been placed above the snake line. The Lord is saying to you today, praise God, people who know the Lord are different. They have been changed by the power of God and elevated above the snake line. People who know the lies strive to live differently than they used to. And they have been changed, and they want to strive for a life that is higher than the life they have lived, not below the snake line, but above the snake line. The Lord is saying to you today, I offer you, praise God, an option. You can have that life living above the snake line. We must remember, praise God, if we have been saved, we know the truth. We know where the snake line is. We know where the Lord wants us to be. When we sin because we choose to live below the lofty place of the snake line. We have been elevated to Christ. Why step down when you can stay up? In other words, we always sin because we choose to. We sin because we choose to live below the snake line. We must descend below the snake line before we can be harmed by the serpent of sin. Hallelujah. Remember this, my friend. David, Jonathan, and Saul, King Saul, and the prodigal son. They all fell into sin below the snake line because they chose to go down. They chose to descend into the valley of sin and to leave the heights, which is the above the snake line of holiness and closeness to God. They fell below the snake line. May I say to you right now, if you have descended below the snake line and allow sin into your life, you can be forgiven. You can restore. There is forgiveness and cleansing in confession and repentance. 1 John 1:9. Sadly, many people who claim to be redeemed live below the snake line. Too many live below the snake line. Many think they're all right. But I heard the word said, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the way thereof is death and destruction. If you're still trapped in the low line of sin again, I beg you to come to Christ. He will save you. He will cleanse you. He will change your life forever. We have been elevated above the snake line. We have been enlightened above the snake line. And we have been empowered against the snake line. The word says here, praise God. In verses 11 tells us that we are strengthened by his power. His power works to give us patient and long-suffering with joy. Let us remember, praise God, that Jesus Christ was the one that lifted us above the snake line. Let us help him. He helps us to understand the truth, that we do not have to live like we used to live anymore. We have been placed above the snake line, and we have the Lord's help to stay where we are, elevation. He strengthens us, means that, praise God, the meaning, praise God, he enables us. The might, the word that speaks of authority and force and power. The glorious power, the phrase, praise God, that he has given us. The phrase that reminds us, praise God, to refer to our force that extends beyond the ordinary. And remember this, my friend. Remember this. The Lord Jesus Christ enabled us to live for him by extending to us his awesome, omnipotent ability. And this makes it possible for us too. Praise God. It makes it possible for us to live above the snake line, not in your own strength, but in his power, working in us, giving us the authority to live the lives that are pleasing to God, fulfilling every good works, and every increasing in the knowledge of God. And now I want to say to you, praise God, I pray, praise God, that the word, praise God, has been in your spirit, has been lifted in your spirit, and that you are blessed from what you've heard here tonight. But remember, the end result is that we do not have to live below the snake line any longer. We do not have to be enslaved to our passion and sin any longer. Romans 6:14. We have been elevated, we have been enlightened, and we have been able to live the new life of Christ Jesus. We are free to live for the Lord, and we are enabled to live for him by his power. People of God, stay above the snake line. Stay above the snake line. The way to defeat sin is by your aptitude and attitude. And when we live on the level of Christ, we are above the snake line. And sin cannot affect us. I pray, praise God, you've been blessed today from this word. Father God, I hope, praise God, the word came through with clarity and understanding, that it was a blessing. And praise God, it will elevate those who do not know you in the pardon of their sin, that they may know that they have a chance to live above the snake line and come out the snake's den and live a free life of sin. Until this time tomorrow, I ask that you be blessed. This is Pastor Ola Starling Anointed Word Ministry. You be blessed. Thank you, Jesus.